You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miners here. Craig Greenberg, the aforementioned business person just mentioned in that newscast, joins us. Craig?
Good afternoon, Terry. How are you?
It is good to speak with you again. It's been a few years, but I've followed, well, you and I have texted. That's it. That's, you know, it takes away something when we're not able to stand in the same room and talk.
I'm ready to get back in the studio with you.
You and I were texting, though, about wrestling, so I guess we'll talk about that a little bit later since there is a more critical issue online, and that is the mayoral race. We all know that several people have gotten into the mayoral race, and so let's start off with that, Craig. Why do you feel like you are the best person to be the next mayor of Louisville?
Well, thanks for having me, Terry. I think I bring a unique set of experiences to help unify this city and move it forward. I'm an entrepreneur who built a business right here in Louisville with 21C Museum Hotels. We created thousands of jobs. I also have experience investing in parts of this community that have been overlooked for far too long. That needs to be a priority for our city right now. I also have experience assembling teams of people. And I think as mayor, we need to have a strong, empowered, diverse, inclusive group of people working alongside me to unify Louisville and move it forward. So I'm ready to get to work. I'm excited about building a more dynamic, inclusive, and healthy Louisville, and I'm very excited to get in the campaign today.
We hear the word unity a lot. We heard it out of President Biden, of course, and we all know, you and I know as Louisvillians, what our city has seen in terms of racial reckoning in the last year and year and a half. How would you be the unifier? What? Give me an idea as you look forward how you would coalesce groups that are not necessarily aligned today.
Well, I think there are two important things. The first is to listen. Be willing to sit down with people from all across the entire community and listen to people's concerns and what they need help from the government and from the private sector to make their lives better and give them the opportunities they need to succeed. And so I will really focus on listening to people from across the community. And the other is to be a person of action. We all know what the problems are in this community. We've suffered tragedy. We've had challenges over the past few years. And now it's time for action. We know what a lot of the solutions are. So I'm going to be a person of action, rolling up my sleeves from day one of my administration to start making the needed change that's necessary to bring our community together and move us forward.
You and I both know, as longtime residents, there has not been enough investment west of 9th Street. Do you look at that as a new place for, not necessarily a new idea, but at least something that should be embellished in terms of attention paid to that area financially?
Hey, Terry?
Oh, there you go, Craig. You dropped out for a sec. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, that's clear. I was asking about west of 9th Street and investment therein.
I think that needs to be a very important focus for the community, again, in both the private and public sector. As you well know, West Louisville was redlined. And what that means is that both the public sector and the private sector didn't invest in that part of the community like they did in all other parts of the community. And so I think we need to address the reality of that situation and actually greenline West Louisville. We need to focus on over-investing in that community to provide the needed infrastructure, community grocery stores, healthcare centers, retail centers, restaurants, more public green space so that they get the needed infrastructure that's necessary to have the same opportunities that people have in other parts of the community. We need to invest more in affordable housing, not just in West Louisville, but all across the community, near where good-paying jobs are, and near improved transportation routes. I only think it's through meaningful action like that that we can truly bring our community together.
We're talking with Craig Greenberg, business person from here in the area, who is running for mayor. And Craig, there are so many other things the city needs, but something that you guys have done, you and your business group, you've put 21C hotels in other cities successfully, And now post-pandemic, I feel like all the cities our size and larger across America are going to be competing with each other to try and reinvigorate business. So how would you pull someone who's got pitches from 25 cities to come to Louisville and start building their enterprise here in this city versus the other people that are pitching them?
Yeah, that's a great point, Terry. What I think is extremely important is that we focus on our local businesses and local entrepreneurs first. As opposed to always competing with other cities to bring businesses here, we need to find out what our local businesses, big and small, need, what our local entrepreneurs need, and give them the tools and support necessary to grow their businesses in Louisville, create more good-paying jobs here in our backyard.
Obviously, yeah, local business people, particularly those downtown, feel like they've been lost because the protests have sort of overshadowed so many of them. And a lot of people have an irrational fear of returning to downtown. What message do you have for people to let them know that this city's open?
Downtown is safe. Downtown is welcoming. Downtown was on a very strong trajectory before COVID. And I think we can together get it back on that path. We have a great hospitality industry. Conventions will be coming back. The bourbon industry is strong. And I do want to help downtown become even more vibrant now than it was before the pandemic, with more housing, with more amenities like a grocery store, with more green space to preserve and restore our historic buildings. But I also think we need to take that same energy into other parts of the community, like we were just talking about in West Louisville and elsewhere, so that we're revitalizing all parts of the community, not just focused on any one particular area.
And then just so that people know, do you have connections in Frankfort? They always call us the economic engine of the state, yet sometimes it feels as though we're given a stiff arm by Frankfort. So would you, as mayor of Louisville, have be able to open doors in Frankfort?
I would hope so and like to think so, based on my experience and relationships. I think it's important to acknowledge the realities of this state. We need to work in a bipartisan fashion to help move Louisville forward. I just recently was involved in the creation of the West Louisville West End Opportunity Partnership, which is a big tax increment financing program that was just created that's going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in West Louisville over the next 20 years. It's also going to help protect displacement of current existing homeowners in West Louisville. That was a bipartisan piece of legislation with Republicans and Democrats working together for that part of the community. I'll continue to take that same approach as mayor so that Louisville gets the support from the state capital it needs to help all of our citizens and to help build a brighter Louisville.
And naturally, we have to talk about policing. We know the issues that are going on across America and here specifically in Louisville, and we have an outrageous murder rate. What do you see as the best methodology to use to reduce that murder rate?
Well, public safety, I think, is the most important job for our city government. And our police department needs strong leadership that is trusted by the entire community. So some of the things that I'll do to help restore that trust include improving the department's transparency and accountability, starting with strengthening the civilian review board that has recently been created. We need to make sure that the department is representative of the community it serves, and that means recruiting more African-American officers. We need to start using some community care workers, people like mental health providers and social workers, that can respond to nonviolent crises to help improve service, save money, and restore the community's trust. These are just a few of the things that we can do to help restore trust in the police department. We also need to focus on the underlying causes of violent crime. As you mentioned, there's way too much violent crime, way too many homicides in the city. I think improving and restoring the trust in the police department will help, but also focusing on some of the underlying causes like addiction recovery, mental health treatment, domestic violence protection, decreasing the poverty rate. All of those things will help working hand in hand with restoring trust in the police department.
Greg, great talking to you. Craig, I appreciate you jumping on with me, Mr. Greenberg, and I hope we'll be able to talk again down the road as these issues keep flying across our windshield, and you know, it's obviously a long campaign, so we'll chat again at the next phase, Craig. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for having me. Anytime, Terry. Take care.
All right. We didn't get a chance to talk about wrestling. I ran out of time, but he is a co-owner of Ohio Valley Wrestling, and he has given me some lip now and again because my dad was a wrestler in the 1940s and 50s. And so I'm going to bring back a hologram of the Schnitzelberg Giant sometime to Ohio Valley Wrestling. That's my plan down the road. But that is Craig Greenberg. He is candidate for mayor in the city of Louisville. Back in a minute.